This march has two very distinct sections, a Section A and a Section B. Section A is made up of measures 1 through 10 with a repeat. Section B will start at measure 11, go down to 28, and it too will have a repeat. So let's start with Section A and its first four measures. Here they are. We have two pickup notes that lead us into measure one. This is the E-flat above middle C with our second finger right hand. With the left hand, we're playing the E-flat below middle C with the third. These hit together, left hand stay down, right hand cross under to play the G above the E-flat you just played using finger one. Then we'll go to this in measure one. Right hand, this is the B-flat above middle C with your second. With it, left hand, we're playing the G below middle C with the first. So these hit together, and then we'll have this. Now what that was right hand was the C above middle C with the third. With it, left hand, I'm playing the A-flat below middle C with the second. These hit together. Then right hand will step up to the D above the C I just played with finger four. With it, left hand, we'll play the F below the A-flat we just played with finger four. Then right hand, play the E-flat above the D you just played with finger 5. With it, left hand, play the G under your third finger. Left hand, keep that G down while the right hand plays the B-flat below the E-flat I just played with finger 1. Then you'll play the G above that with finger 5. With it, left hand, we will play the E-flat below the G we just played with finger 3. And that's measure 1. Measure 2 will start off with this. Right hand, this is the G, 2 above middle C with our 4th. With it, left hand, we'll play the B-flat, 2 below middle C with our 5th. These hit together. Left hand, stay down. Right hand, play the F below the G you just played with finger 3. And then we'll play the E-flat below that with finger 2. With it, left hand, we'll play the B-flat right below middle C with finger 1. Left hand, keep that B-flat down. Right hand, play the D below the E-flat you just played with finger 1. Then we'll come back to that E-flat. And for this, we'll use finger 4. With the left hand, we'll play the E-flat below middle C with finger 3. These hit together. Next, we'll have this. Right hand, this is A-flat and C. And that is the A-flat above middle C with your 2nd. And the C above that with your 4th. With the left hand, I'm playing the A-flat below middle C with the 2nd. These hit together, and that is the end of measure 2. Now let's take a look at 3 and 4 separately.